Archers for the week 21st to 26th of March 2004.
Someone's got a good memory.
Fantastic.
That was lovely.
Especially for Mother's Day.
Oh, thanks, Pet. Why do I know that tune so well?
Because you heard it every day when you were little.
Listen with Mother.
Of course.
That was lovely of you, Phil.
Oh, we've enjoyed doing it.
And thanks for the lovely card.
We've done very well this year, haven't we, Ruth?
I'll see.
Well, we had to mark the day properly, Mum, given the circumstances.
The freezers were lovely. And how did you know I was out of scent?
Oh, I asked Dad.
It was a lovely surprise.
And I'd say Shula's done pretty well, too.
Yes. Daniel gave her the most enormous box of chocolates.
Lucky Shula.
They're Belgian. Gorgeous.
I told you we should get Mum some.
Oh, yeah. And who scoffs them all when we do? Hey?
Anyway, I heard rumours of a rather special cake later.
Yeah, you see, I make sure she doesn't lose out.
I suppose they had to have a big box at the stable so that Chris and George don't feel left out.
How were they this morning?
Still pretty low, if you ask me.
No wonder.
They're having so much trouble preparing their insurance claim.
They've tried starting a couple of times, but Chris gets so upset.
Must be awful for it.
It's bad enough losing everything without having to write down every last detail.
Too right. Anyway, listen, it's time I got moving.
Do you want a hand with the milking?
No, it's all right. You stay and keep this lot in order.
Will you look in on the boys before you go out?
Mm-hmm. Tell them they should have been listening to me and Grandad instead of playing on the computer.
Right, I will do next week.
Of course. Chris is most upset about the things that can't be replaced.
Yes, she's so distressed about her photos and Paul's letters. Oh, and Peter's first exercise book.
Who are Paul and Peter?
Paul was her first husband, wasn't he?
That's right. And Peter's their adopted son.
Has he been in touch since the fire?
He rang from New Zealand. Unfortunately, he's committed to a tour down there.
Oh, that's a shame.
And, of course, Chris is absolutely distraught about losing Mum's wedding ring.
Apparently, she'd taken it off in the bathroom.
Well, she's so angry with herself about it. I mean, as if she's in any way to blame.
I'd hate it if we lost all our photos.
Me too. Any of our family treasures.
Well, I had a thought about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got that nice photo of Peter as a choir boy.
Yes.
Well, it is enough to make a copy.
Of course it would. And there are all those old ones of you and Chris and Jack as children.
In fact, I'm sure if we asked around the family, we could find quite a lot.
I know, we've got one of Chris holding David as a baby.
Oh, I don't see why we shouldn't make up some sort of album. It'll never be the same, of course.
But it might give them a boost.
I'm good at albums, aren't I, Mum?
You are, actually. She's very careful with photos.
And I do a special cover for it. So can me and Mum be in charge?
Your mother might be too busy, Pip.
I'd like to do something for them.
Is that all right, Grandad?
It would be a very kind thing to do. So, yes, please, Pip.
Oh, I'm getting nowhere with him. Pass the net, Will. Oh, really crafty. You sure we've got the right numbers in this pen? Yeah, one cockbird to every four hens. Oh, at least we will have when we've taken this one out.
Get the crate ready.
Oh, it might just be easier getting one of the others.
Let him win. No chance.
Oh, but he just flies up.
Yeah, shh.
Nice one.
No, open up. In you go.
Oh, I feel like a right idiot now. You made that look dead easy.
Yeah, experience, that's all.
Yeah, but even George weren't that good. I was real expert.
This is the kind of job I like.
Yeah, I can see that.
Takes all your concentration. So there's no chance to worry about anything else.
There. We can put the kettle on when they come in.
Do you think salad and cold ham will be enough?
Plenty with the rolls.
And there's this as well.
Oh, what a fabulous cake.
I had to pretend I didn't notice David smuggling it in yesterday.
Funnily enough, I was trying to persuade Alistair to enter the WI Simnel cake competition this morning.
Any luck?
No. He said it was only fair to let other people have a chance of winning occasionally.
With no Jean-Paul around, who's judging?
I can't really say till Betty's got him to confirm.
So it's a him? Alan?
No. He'll be too busy choosing the best Easter bonnet.
The joys of being a vicar in Ambridge.
Is Pip entering this year?
Try stopping her.
I wondered if she might feel too old.
Well, she's not quite at that stage yet.
Wasn't it lovely seeing her and Phil at the piano?
They were really enjoying themselves, weren't they?
I was afraid we'd lost all that.
Oh, the cathedral school's history, as far as Pip's concerned.
Good.
I'm glad to see she's back to her old self.
She was certainly enthusiastic about combing through your photos.
I hope she's keeping Ben's sticky fingers off them.
Do you want me to look?
While you put the teacups out.
Don't tell me they've worn you out already.
No, it's not the children. I didn't have the best of nights last night.
Did the rain keep you awake?
No. I seem to be having a bad run of sleep, that's all.
Well, you're done, are you?
Well, only a couple are left this side, then we're finished.
And how about hosing the parlour down after tea?
Why, what time is it?
Well, we're running rather late.
Oh, I don't know what's got into me this afternoon.
Well, I think that's pretty obvious. You're completely done in.
Well, I don't feel too lively, it's true. I was slumped in front of the rugby yesterday.
Well, that was a bit of a break, at least.
Yeah. Can you pass me the iodine, please? Thanks.
I should have come out to help you from the start. I could see you were exhausted.
No, one good night's sleep. That's all I need.
Well, your mother's the same. Some nights she can't get off at all.
Oh, I've got off all right. Problem is staying asleep.
Oh, that's infuriating.
Must have woken up half a dozen times last night. One point I was soaked in sweat.
Bad dreams?
Well, they're not dreams, exactly. Oh, sounds stupid.
What?
Well, I have been dreaming, but this is... It's more kind of, like a panic right in the centre of my chest.
What are you panicking about?
Well, Mum.
Oh. The fire?
Yeah, I keep feeling the way I felt outside the conservatory. Only worse.
Mm.
You know, I know she's inside, trapped, and I can't do anything to help her.
Yes, that's awful.
And then it's like I'm turning... and turning a handle and the door won't open, and I know she's in there and the fire's getting out of control.
Yes.
And there's nothing I can do.
You're too late.
Yeah, and then, of course, I realise, you know, I'm in bed and Mum's safe and everything's all right, and, oh, a relief, but...
Oh. You're always too late.
Dad? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start... babbling away.
No, it's very understandable.
Look, I realise this must have all been pretty difficult for you.
No. I haven't suffered the way the others did.
Yeah, but it's bound to have stirred up memories, eh?
Well, yes. I'm all right, David. I mean, thanks to you, your mother and Chris got out, and that's all that matters.
What about the rearing pens?
Yeah, we're starting them tomorrow.
So we're finished for the day.
What's left of it? You got any plans?
Nah, staying at home, I reckon. Oh, we had a good session in the bull yesterday.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, sit at the rugby on the widescreen TV. It was great, saw both the games.
He's ever into that sort of thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not big time. But the atmosphere there was really fantastic. We both enjoyed it.
Good.
Hope she's got tea under control. I'm starving.
What's he want?
Aye, aye.
Can't keep his nose out, can he?
Afternoon.
Afternoon, Mr. Aldridge.
We've got the ratios right in the laying pens, if that's what you've come to check.
I didn't come to check anything. Well, apart from having a look at the riding course.
Oh, yeah, we saw Jeff on his way to roll it earlier.
Yeah, he's done a good job. I'm glad he's satisfied with someone's work. And then I saw you two still hard at it. Well, I was impressed this late on a Sunday.
Job's got to get done.
And we're still trying to catch up on the 2 days we lost last week.
Oh?
Those drives you wanted clearing. Set everything else back.
It's important to stay on top of things.
Oh, yeah?
That's what we generally do, Mr. Aldridge, when we're given the chance.
Well, yes and no.
Oh?
Well, since we're discussing shortcomings, Greg, what about the rearing pens you've dismantled? Some of those panels look in a bad way.
Don't worry, we'll get cracking on them first thing.
Good. That's all I need to know. I'll leave you to it.
We were about to finish, if that's all right with you.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Bye now.
See ya.
Bye.
What does he know about railing pens?
Well, he must know something.
You can see what he's really up to, can't he?
Oh, he's only keeping an eye on things.
He's trying to needle me.
No.
He is. He wants me to say I did something stupid so he's got an excuse to get rid.
And they had curry during the film?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, that was the theme for the evening. It was a Bollywood film.
I didn't know they had a cinema in Faircastle.
Oh, you haven't been listening, have you? Of course they don't.
Elizabeth says it was shown in the church hall.
Well, that's what this company does.
No.
They bring films into rural areas, so us peasants can have some culture.
Oh, I see. Hey, What are they up to now?
I'd better have a look. They've probably found another snap of you in your swimming trunks.
What? I sincerely hope not.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing what else they've unearthed. Jill?
When I finish my tea.
I'll be through in a minute.
Well, we'll put any good ones to one side.
OK. Ooh. It's nice to have a couple of minutes' peace and quiet.
Isn't it?
Mum, forget the dishes.
Oh, it won't take a minute.
No, leave them. Sit down, finish your tea.
All right.
Dad told me that you're not sleeping.
It's nothing serious.
I haven't slept properly for days either.
Well, it's only natural to be a bit up and down after what we've been through.
Yeah. Still. Now, listen, don't take this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's almost a relief to know that I'm not the only one.
Oh, don't worry. I'm exactly the same. It's only shock.
Well, I'll be glad when it wears off.
You know the rain last night? Mm-hmm. It began very softly, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but to me it sounded like flames crackling. I had to open my eyes again.
Oh, Mum.
Well, it's the same when Phil rustles the paper or draws the curtains. I can almost smell smoke sometimes.
Yeah, I keep having this dreadful panic that I'm back there and I know you won't get out.
But I did. You were very brave.
It wasn't a hard choice.
Thank you, David.
Anyway, I dare say we'll get through a touch of insomnia as well.
Of course we will. But I don't know what's going to happen to George and Chris.
But they're really bad this morning.
Chris especially. They're in such a state. I can't think what else we can do for them.
Well, I think perhaps there is something.
David?
Do you think they'll be in now? I'll give them a ring.
Tony blow a fuse.
I thought I'd be finished by now.
Well, don't worry, Curtis is opening up this morning.
Well, I won't be much longer.
No rush, Dad.
I had to see to a heifer with a bruised foot before milking.
Well, we're usually quite quiet first thing on a Monday. Anything I can do?
No, thanks. I'm waiting for the pipes to wash through and that's it.
You don't mind me coming over now?
No, of course not.
Well, I just thought if you're about to sow some more salad stuff...
Makes sense to know what you're likely to want at Ambridge Organics.
Yeah, I've been looking back at last year's fresh produce sales.
Oh, yeah? Any surprises?
Well, I hadn't realised just how many cherry tomatoes we shifted.
They always do well.
So we'll want more of those. But the beefsteak Tom's didn't do much for us.
Well, you took plenty off me last year.
Yeah, well, I've forgotten how often I had to discount them.
Well, obviously a lot of our cropping plans geared towards the veg boxes, but if the... Oh, no.
Dodgy pump?
No, the circuit breaker's tripped again, and I bet I know who's responsible.
Good boy. Your coat's coming up beautifully. I told Julia, garlic powder in the feed. Can't beat it, can you, Marcy?
Hey, you'll be here soon, Chris.
What do you think of Marcellus? Isn't he in splendid condition?
Oh, yes. Very good.
He's getting shod later. Aren't you, boy, eh?
David will be here in a few minutes.
Oh, I'll come in when he arrives.
Let's make sure we're ready for him.
The insurance forms are on the table.
Yes, but it's very good of him giving his time up.
I know. You could do with a clip, couldn't you, eh?
It's not very fair, Chris, if he has to hang around while we change our boots and wash our hands.
What time is it?
It's gone 1:30. He said he'd be here by 1:45 at the latest.
When's Clive due in court?
I don't know, to be honest.
Is it this morning?
Yeah. It's not much of a hearing, no. He just confirms his name and address, that's about it.
What happens when he does come to plead, if he says not guilty?
Oh, come on, Chris. You know he can't get away with that.
No?
There were so many witnesses and he's covered in burns.
But... what if he says he didn't think we were there? That he didn't mean to... Or he could say he's not right in the head.
It'll be the first truthful thing he's said in years. No, it still won't help him.
Why not? That's what his sort do. Claim diminished responsibility. And then everybody has to treat them with kid gloves. They'll put Clive in hospital.
No chance.
They will, George. Then before you know it, He'll be out again.
Chris, listen. He tried that before, didn't he? Claimed that prison had sent him Doolally.
Something had.
It didn't work for him then, did it? He got sent down.
For a few weeks.
Well, the court saw through him. And they'll see through him now. He's probably heading for life.
Do you really think so?
Well, there's a very good chance.
That'd be something, I suppose. If life really meant life.
Oh, come in, love. So we're not faffing around when David gets here.
Oh, all right. I won't be long, Marcy.
This is the third time in 2 days.
I'm sorry.
I'm sick of it.
I don't blame you. I've reset the circuit breaker, though.
Well, that's not the point.
It's Jazza's manky old drill. It keeps shorting out.
Well, don't use it.
I'm not going to anymore. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to be such a nuisance.
More than a nuisance.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And what about the work you're supposed to be doing for me, as rental?
Oh, yeah, look, I've been meaning to get onto that.
Ah, really?
Only I've been so busy with the car, putting in my hours for Oliver.
You've been so busy doing your little repair jobs, more like.
Yeah.
Look, I thought we agreed...
Yeah, we did.
So, what's that?
A lawnmower?
Yeah, I can see that, Ed. I want to know why you're working on it. We agreed, no more repairs.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So?
I'll take it straight back to Mrs. Potter and tell her I can't fix it after all.
Mrs. Potter?
Well, I should have said no in the first place, but... Well, it was my very last job, and you know how upset these old dears get. But you're right, it's not fair on you. I'll nip round now and tell her she can sort it out herself.
No, hold on. How long will it take to mend?
What, together with the hedge trimmers and the leaf blower? No. About 3 hours tops.
You'd better get on with it then.
You sure?
As long as it really is the last of the repairs.
Definitely.
I'll hold you to that.
I promise. I'm sorry to be such a pain.
Hmm.
I reckon it's all Mal's fault.
Who?
He's one of my probation officers.
Oh, right.
He said the best way for me to stay out of trouble is to make myself useful.
Yeah, well, that's good advice.
It's better be good for my self-esteem or something as well.
Yes, I can see that.
I seem to be doing more harm than good.
Look, perhaps I'm not being very fair, Ed. It's good of you, really, helping out old people.
Oh, thanks, Tony. And don't worry, when I'm finished with Mrs. Potter, you're next on my list.
It's no trouble.
Oh, no thanks, Auntie Chris.
George?
Yeah, maybe later, love, when we've got the form filled.
Oh, all right, then.
It's good of David to give up his time. We'd best get on, eh?
Oh, don't worry. I can easily spare an hour this morning.
We tried making a start on Friday. I jotted down one or two notes, but...
Well, we didn't get very far.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, well, I know it can't be easy.
Where do you start?
So, you were, what, taking it one room at a time, then?
We tried, but it's almost...
It's horrendous. I'll hand it to you for starting at all.
Thanks.
Well, is the kitchen all right to begin with?
Fine, Chris.
Wherever you think best, David.
Okay, well, look, just to get going, let's look at cooking utensils.
Right, all.
Now, presumably there was a set of saucepans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, any particular make?
Oh, well, I think they came from Underwoods. Do you remember, Chris?
Well, they were nothing special.
They were good quality.
And how many different pans?
Wait a minute. It wasn't just saucepans. We had an omelette pan and a frying pan as well, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay.
As for the saucepans, well, there was a little one we used for frozen peas and a big one. Then another big one without a lid. You had to use the first lid for... Oh, I don't know.
So, 3 or 4?
Well, it was a full set, yeah. In fact, I think we might have had 5. There was that odd one, wasn't there, Chris?
Oh, even if you two don't want one, I think I'm going to have a cup of tea.
I'm beginning to wonder if your mother isn't right.
About Ed?
Yeah. She thinks he ought to be encouraged. Now, this is where the pepper seedlings are going.
The gold pepper sold well last year.
I was wondering whether to try an extra variety or not. And I want space for more aubergines.
Mm. You could really do with another tunnel, couldn't you?
Sure enough to be going on with, thank you.
Well, get Ed working in here, if he's as keen as you say.
Oh, it was very strange. He was so apologetic. Then he told me he was building up his self-esteem.
What?
Maybe he really is trying to change. He was so polite.
Weird.
Do you want the last of our winter letters?
Yeah, I'll take a few with me.
Pass a box over. Okay. I'll cut you a dozen.
Oh, 6 will be plenty.
I just couldn't work out what was going on in his head at all.
Oh, a typical male, then?
What? No, we're dead easy to read.
I don't think so, Dad.
Yeah, your mum knows what I'm thinking before I do half the time.
Yeah, but you're different. You don't bottle everything up.
Well, unlike some people.
Greg was so down when he came back from work yesterday.
I thought you were a bit wobbly when you phoned.
I was fed up.
Look, put the box down, love.
I'd hardly seen him all weekend. He marched in, grabbed a cup of tea and then went straight out again.
On his own?
With Mitch. That dog sees more of him than I do.
What was the matter?
Good question. I asked him this morning and he said nothing.
Well, that doesn't help.
Well, he's fed up with Brian, I know that.
Well, your uncle's not the easiest person to work for.
No.
I'm sure he picks on every last little mistake.
The trouble is, he's had a few to choose from lately.
Uh-huh.
For one thing, Greg was late ordering some new feeders.
Ah, that's not the end of the world, is it?
And he's overslept a couple of times. 3 times, actually.
Well, that's not like him.
And even when he does get up, he hasn't got much energy.
It's not some kind of bug.
No. No, it's been going on too long for that.
Oh?
I don't know what it is, Dad. He seems to be, I don't know, falling into a black hole.
And he won't talk about it?
It's not just that. If I try to cheer him up, give him a hug, or let him know I care about him, he literally pulls away.
Oh.
I just feel so useless. I can't bring him out of it.
Helen, don't blame yourself.
But if I just knew what to say to him...
Look, I know what your mum went through after John.
That's why I'm worried.
It was like a thick, dark cloud pressing down on her. Some days she couldn't do anything.
Greg's not that bad.
Well, not yet, thankfully. But depression spirals down quickly. Now's the time to do something about it.
You're like what?
Can't you talk him into seeing a doctor?
It's so good of them.
Oh, Shula and Alistair are very happy to have you here.
We're not going to take advantage, though.
You haven't changed your mind?
No, thanks, love.
Not for me, thanks.
As soon as we find our feet, we'll start looking for somewhere to rent.
Right.
Look, now you've made a start with the pans. Would you two mind finishing the list off?
Oh.
Only I promised Shula I'd mix some cereal into the pony nuts this morning.
Chris, love, we've barely scratched the surface.
Can't you manage without me?
No, no, love, we can't. You know much more than I do about what we've lost.
Oh, why not write everything that means anything to us and have done with it?
I know, love, I know. But we've got to face this sometime.
Do you want me to come back later?
No. We'll get this damned form out of the way once and for all.
That's the spirit.
Oh, just let me tell Shula. I'll see to the feed later.
Okay.
It hit her so hard.
Well, it'd knock anyone flat.
It doesn't help that filthy little toe rag's in court this morning.
What, Clive?
He got Chris thinking, what if he wriggles out of a proper sentence?
Well, that won't happen.
Well, that's what I told her. But, well, let's just suppose he pleads guilty.
Well, he will if he's got any sense.
Chances are he'll get a pat on the head for being cooperative.
Well, he'd be sent down, though.
With a reduced sentence. And what if he pleads not guilty?
No, he won't be that stupid.
Oh, with respect, David, it's not that long ago you were saying he'd never come back to Ambridge.
Yeah. Wish I'd kept my mouth shut.
Oh, no. You weren't to know. None of us were.
It's just... I can't see any way that he can get out of it.
Well, maybe he'll say he isn't mentally fit to be held responsible.
Well, you don't really think so.
Well, it's possible. And then we'll be stuck with a flaming, complicated, never-ending trial, with Chris having to live through the whole damn thing again in the witness box.
No, that would be awful.
Well, you can see how shaken she is now. So imagine what that would do to her.
Kenton's taking orders.
Yes?
How come I don't get the good-looking one take my order?
Emma's busy, and you're lucky I even let you in here after Halloween.
Memory of an elephant, just a face.
Look, do you want something or not? I haven't got all day.
Fair enough. I see you're in a rush to get to charm school.
Hiya.
Oh, hiya, Brenda.
Cheeseburger, wedges, no salad.
Kathy. Oh, come to gloat on your day off, have you?
It's buzzing in here.
I'll squeeze you in somewhere.
Cheeseburger, wedges, no salad, no snog.
What are you saying, calling in?
Kathy's buying me lunch.
In return for some inside information.
Oh, yeah? About what?
The film show in Faircastle.
Oh, the Bollywood thing. It's a great report.
Oh, it was nothing special.
We could do with something like that in Ambridge.
Many of you guys do first aid.
All right, Jazzo.
Hey, I'm dying of hunger here.
Yeah, all right. I'm just going to give Frank your order.
Any time of the day will be fine. Oh. I mean, I'm building my strength up for an afternoon's work.
Well, go on, walk the tape, bitch.
I just checked
it. Check again properly this time.
Shouldn't even be here.
We're sunk if the post holes don't line up.
Well, me and Jazz want to get on with the car.
Never mind that. Think of your granddad. He want the barn up this week.
There, you see, I told you. The hole goes exactly where I marked it the first time.
All right.
Well, almost. It was a bit over, maybe.
Then mark it again. Nice and clear so I can see it from the digger.
I wanted to go to Bridge Farm this afternoon.
Edward, that's enough. My ears still haven't recovered from Bert Froy.
What was he after?
Oh, it's his promises auction. Him and the vicar have dreamed up for next week.
That's it.
Bert wants us to donate something.
Oh, he must be getting desperate.
He says he's made a good start, but now the offers are drying up.
What real the tape is?
Except for the Woolies donating a free golf lesson.
Oh, yes, please. I'll bid for that.
I told him he'd nothing to offer, but he wasn't having it.
No?
He gave me this great long lecture on our duty to the homeless of the world.
So what did you fob him off with then?
Well, nothing in the end.
You tight was.
He was laying it on so thick, another minute and I'd have cracked. Now, let's get going.
Yeah, all right.
Come on, Edward, it'll be worth it when it's finished.
Yeah, I know. Grandad will be really made up.
I drop hints all the time. Mm. Like, I always have a newspaper at work, right?
Oh, show you're interested.
Yeah, that's it.
Good idea.
And if the station manager starts talking about, I don't know, world affairs or something, I'm straight in with a comment.
I find it hard enough following what's happening in Borsetshire.
You see, I want to show him I'm serious about news.
But you don't think it's working?
Doesn't seem to be. They still only use me for soft stories.
Well, aren't they more fun?
Well, it used to be when I started. Now it's so frustrating. Like the attack on the police house. Who's in a better position to follow it up than me?
Ooh, you're right in the spot, aren't you?
I even offered to go to Clive Horribin's court appearances.
Oh, such a creep.
And I'm sure I could have got interviews from Chris and George. You know, what it's like to be the victims of crime.
Oh, well,
make a brilliant feature.
I'm not sure Chris wants to be interviewed right now.
I'm not going to get the chance anyway. The manager said no.
Well, people who've spoken to her say she's in quite a bad way.
Oh. Oh, I thought the hospital discharged her pretty quickly.
Everything all right for you, lovely ladies?
Fine, thanks.
Mm. The wraps are gorgeous. Oh.
And no doubt seeing me work so hard while you relax just adds to the pleasure.
Yeah, we'll want some coffees in a minute, Kenton.
OK, don't worry. I'll be back.
So, is it burns or smoke inhalation?
Oh, no, nothing like that. She's just very upset. I mean, in shock, really.
Well, you see, that's what I put across in the report. The devastating aftermath of arson.
The film night sounded like much more fun to me.
Well, yeah, it's quite good.
I'm interested in the company running it. You said they show films all over.
In rural areas, yeah.
And it's not just Bollywood ones?
Oh, no, the village can hire whatever it likes.
Hmm. And this company?
Films in the Fields.
They do it all?
Yes and no. They provide a DVD player, a sound system and a projector.
Right, and what about a screen?
Yeah, and that. It's about 12 foot, so it's big enough for a community centre or whatever.
Hmm. And how about tickets?
No, that's why I need a local promoter. Someone will arrange a venue and do all the sales and publicity.
Oh, I wouldn't mind having a go at that.
Are you serious?
I don't see why not.
Oh, good on ya.
As soon as I heard your report, I thought that's what we need in Ambridge.
Mm, be a right laugh.
I mean, people are fed up with everything always happening at the ball, aren't they? There's no reason why it should always be the centre of village life, is there?
No, I suppose not.
I think it's time we broadened our horizons.
Julian, me's my contact, he says you've got to make it a special night out, though, if it's going to work.
Oh, I realise that.
Otherwise, people stay in and watch their own DVDs and videos.
You haven't got a phone number for him?
Julian, I've got a card somewhere.
Well, do you think he'd mind if I got in touch?
No, not at all.
I wouldn't mind having a chat.
And that's why they did curry in Faircastle, to make it special. It was a real draw.
Well, sure, if we do it in Ambridge, I ought to start thinking about things.
That's what he says. Ah, there you go.
Thanks.
Right, lattes, cappuccinos, espressos. What can I get you?
A large dollop of inspiration, please.
Sorry, fresh out.
I need an idea for a film evening.
We'll need a movie that'll get the whole of Ambridge buzzing.
Yeah.
Well, Towering Inferno would be topical.
Oh, well done, Jazz. You finally made it, then.
I'm here enough.
You left it late enough. Well, as soon as Dad finishes with the digger, we start hoisting the last of the poles.
Great.
And then we got to get the concrete in, so there's not much chance of getting a Bridge Farm.
I was thinking about your phone call. Are we still cool there?
Yeah, of course.
I don't like what you said about Tony sniffing around.
Oh, chill out, will you? I had him eating out of my hand yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't think he's getting suspicious?
Jazz, me and Tony are like best mates now.
I'll believe that when I see it.
I promise to do all sorts of jobs for him. He thinks I'm wonderful.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, he ended up virtually begging us to keep using the barn.
Maybe that course you did came in handy.
Eh?
And grow yourself a new brain one.
Oh, the enhanced thinking skills.
That's it.
Yeah, maybe it has. Tony's happy, we're happy.
You're a credit to the probation service.
Plus, I got 40 quid for fixing Mrs. Potter's tools.
Nice one. Well, pretty soon that'll seem like chicken feet.
Do you reckon?
Oh, aye. Whenever we enterprise is ready, we'll be looking at a couple of grand, easy.
Straight split.
You'll have more cash than you know what to do with it.
Cool, I'll never have that much.
Be enough to get your car on the road. No problem, and then some.
Oh, I can't wait.
No, I reckon our luck's changing. This is a new start for us.
Maybe that's what I should have said to Tony.
What?
Turning over a new leaf.
Are you two ready for some work, or are you going to stand gassing all day?
Any joy?
The second time of trying, yes. Here, let me.
Oh, thanks. Emma's been a diamond. She's holding the fort while I have lunch.
Is that the mozzarella and ham?
It certainly is. That's great. I'm gradually winning Frank over to Bellini's.
Oh, Jax is developing a very competitive menu.
Well, it's the management, you know. Absolutely first class.
Well, so I understand.
So, what do you say?
Julian? Delighted to see some interest in Ambridge.
Well, that's promising.
He's sending a form so I can sign up as a local promoter. Then we take it from there.
Kathy Burks, Borsetshire's answer to Miramax.
I'll be pleased if we cover our costs. That's if we decide to give it a go at all.
Well, I don't see why we shouldn't.
Oh, and I phoned your mum.
Mum? She's not a film buff.
Yeah, but she's on the Village Hall committee.
Oh, right.
She says she can't see any problem with us using the hall.
That's the sort of thing it's there for. Well, can I have a napkin?
Yeah.
Thanks.
If we did go ahead, well, what theme can we have for our first film?
Well, how about anything with Halle Berry in it?
That's not a theme, that's a personal fantasy.
And that's Barry?
Kenton.
All right, then you can't have George Clooney.
No. Look, we want to appeal to the widest possible audience.
Okay.
And it'd be nice to bring in some of the newcomers from Grange Spinney.
Or to clog up the green with their squeaky clean four-wheel drives.
They've all got disposable incomes. But what were they like?
The Stepford Wives, from what I've seen of them.
Oh, they're not that bad.
OK, how about The Sound of Music? You know, one of the performances where all the audience come in costume.
I'm not sure.
I'd pay good money to see Joe Grundy in a wimple.
If you're not taking this seriously...
Oh, sorry, I am. The Rocky Horror Show?
An old hat.
Oh, still good.
You only wanted an excuse to wear a basque again.
Yes, well, I did look rather fetching at the Halloween party.
That's one word for it.
I've got it. Night of the Living Dead.
What?
Go on, we can all dress up like Derek Fletcher.
Once the concrete goes off, we'll get the roof sorted.
That shouldn't take too long. We're getting used to putting it out
Edward.
Now,
Edward!
What?
Take them boots off at once.
Yeah, I was going to.
Would you, Eddie? I only put the floor an hour ago.
So it smells good.
Hell, when you can give them a wipe too, Edward. I don't want mud dropping all over.
Mum!
It's it was your mother
There's
says.
Paper on the table. Oh.
Well, you've done real well with the bar this afternoon.
You was working hard when Bert were up there.
Who do you know?
They called in afterwards.
What do you mean, this one? You haven't even read it yet.
It's only one of them free ones. There ain't never nothing in them.
So what was he doing here?
Same as when he saw you, asking for donations for the Promises auction.
The cheeky
Edward,
bigger.
Don't get muck all over the floor.
Why not?
I told him we hadn't got anything suitable.
Well, he called in wondering if I had any ideas. Poor man's getting desperate. And it's such a good cause.
Sending money to South America?
Well, it's for the homeless. That's a good cause, wherever it is. Like I say, we knows that better than most.
Well, maybe so. But what have we got going spare?
It's just it. I can't think of nothing.
Wait a minute. I know what we can donate.
Edward, don't.
You told me to.
No, what does that say? The page on your hand.
It's a crossword or something.
No, the headline.
Oh, restaurant serves rogue meat.
Give it here, love.
Well, my boots are clean enough anyhow, aren't they?
How about making a start on mine?
Yeah, dream on.
Now then, Eddie. This bloke in Felpersham has been found guilty of 6 counts of serving condemned meat.
So?
Just look at the sentence he got.
What's that got to do with anything?
Oh, please. You and Snatch Foster.
Oh, look at it again, Clary. Condemned meat. Not fit for human consumption. I wouldn't touch that stuff.
Well, let's have a look.
What I'm selling is high-quality beef fresh from the farm.
It's still illegal.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
No, of course not.
Well, except depriving the supermarkets of their rip-off profits and letting the farmer get his due for once.
The council won't see it that way.
They won't see it at all. I'm not stupid, Clary. I'm very careful who I sell it to.
Same, Eddie.
I don't say anything till I'm sure about a customer. That way, everyone's happy.
I know.
Oh, look, will you two stop squabbling? I'm starving.
Oh, and me.
Smells great. What is it, Mum?
beef casserole, as it happens.
See? Even you've got to admit it's top class meat. So where's the harm in selling it?
Neil and Susan have to plan.
Where is Sage?
Relax, Susan. You're only getting yourself into a state.
Oh, but
I know.
Look, what if they turn our application down?
Look, Susan, we've got a good case.
Well, that doesn't mean they'll give us permission. Where is he?
We're early, that's all. We allowed so much time to get Christopher up, so much time for traffic.
He wasn't so full of himself this morning, was he?
Christopher? No.
Oh, I almost wish I hadn't snapped at him yesterday.
Well, he knows he was asking for it.
What he was going on. Oh, it's sick if his mates have started treating him like a hero.
He was just being stupid saying that.
Like having Clive for an uncle, something to be proud
of. It's all front with Christopher. It's his way of dealing with things.
He did sort of half mumble an apology when he went in the bathroom this morning.
Did he?
But you said something too?
Oh, well, we had a bit of a chat last night while you were doing the dishes.
Oh, I thought so.
He's a sensible enough lad. Ended up calling Clive a few names.
Shh, morning, Susan. Oh, Neil. Oh,
hello.
Ready to face the planning committee?
Oh, I don't know. I've been worrying all night.
Well, at least now the waiting's over. And you're clear about the procedure?
You are doing all the talking, aren't you?
Yes. When our turn comes, I've got a maximum of 3 minutes to put your application forward.
Oh, it's not long.
Surprising how much information you can get across in that time.
And there's no questions or answers afterwards?
No, we just give a simple statement.
Ah. Well, it'll be quick, if nothing else.
So, shall we go through?
Yeah. There's that good boy. You helping Mum hold the gate?
Are we taking them back up to Skipperley?
Go through. Go on, go through. Yeah, Wormits is too poached up. That's the last of them.
Go on! It's pretty muddy along here as well.
Yeah. Well, I'll give Ben a carry if you do the gate. Go on!
You're right about people wanting to get out.
Yeah?
There were a few at the producers' meeting talking that way.
What, about holding on till the end of next March?
Yeah. Seeing out the current milk year, making sure they get the annual payment from then on.
What, then quitting? Right, Ben, let's see if we can get through the mud.
If they've got a decent reference here, and they're going to get paid whether they're producing milk or not...
That's very tempting. Ow! Stop it! No! Don't pull my hair!
I take it you don't think we should get out of dairy.
Well, it crossed my mind, but... No, there could be a reasonable future for anyone staying in.
We'd have to be pretty switched on if we do.
We are.
Even more, though.
Right. And it means making the right choices now.
Morning!
Morning, Joe.
Hello, young Benjamin.
Hey, can you see Bart over the hedge?
I'm taking hardware up to Eddie. Roof starts going on today.
Big wave to Bart.
No wonder he looks happy. They've got that far already.
Go on. I mean, sticking with what we've got doesn't make much sense, does it?
120's neither here nor there.
It's not a big enough herd to justify getting an emergency. Hey, do you want to get down then? I think he wants his mum.
You can walk along this part, Ben. It's dry.
There you go.
It's more than enough to keep us at full stretch on our own.
Overstretched, most of the time.
So, we're left with two options.
And when we look at the five main criteria the application must satisfy, I'd suggest the Carters meet them all. Firstly, Mr. Carter is clearly a rural worker. We've also shown his business is well established, and the expansion of the sausage enterprise he supplies is very much in line with government aims in bringing farming closer to the market. I believe we've demonstrated the proposed house is not excessive in size, given its purpose as a family home. And finally, we've established that building the house won't in any way divert funds from Mr. Carter's core pig business. In all, it's hard to imagine an application more deserving of approval.
You sure the concrete's solid enough?
Is this in?
Then get them supports nice and firm. They'll have a lot of weight to bear.
Did you bring the washers?
Huh? Do you want me to...
No, you stay there.
I don't mind coming up.
I don't want you anywhere near this roof.
Well, you can't do it all yourself.
I'm not going to. William will be along shortly.
William?
Oh, he's been given a couple of hours off this morning.
Oh, it's uncommonly civil of Greg, turn.
Well, only because Greg forgot to buy enough mesh for the rearing bench.
Oh, yeah, William said they was working on it.
So while Greg airs off to the merchants, William's coming here?
Yeah, well, here's your washer.
So? No, he's fed up having his hours chopped and changed all the time.
And easy when the boy's courting.
And what about the nails?
Still on a trap.
Because I want to lay some of the sheeting on this afternoon.
Yeah, oh, and Terry's left a bowl of stew for lunch.
Oh, excellent.
Very tasty, that stew.
Even she had to admit it's first class meat.
At a first class price, eh?
And not all disappearing into the supermarket's pockets. Let I'd better get back up.
Yeah, when you're putting the sheeting on, make sure the overlaps is away from the wind.
Of course I will.
It comes across here sharp.
Joe! Eddie!
Oh, hello, Mrs. Snell.
Yeah, nice day for a walk.
I'm not out for a walk.
No?
No. I want to know what on earth you think you're playing at.
We were just discussing the wind.
Ah, saying a surprising amount comes from your way.
You're putting the barn back up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't. It's illegal.
Ah, no, no. You're thinking of the last barn we had. Now, that was illegal.
This is exactly the same one.
No, it ain't.
Of course it is.
Ah, you're wrong there.
I can see perfectly well it is.
Ah, well, it's like that great fella said about jumping in rivers.
Aye.
Something about not going in twice.
I take it you mean Heraclitus.
Yeah, maybe.
No man ever steps in the same river twice, but it's not the same river the second time.
And it ain't the same pole barn. It's 10 yards over.
Now, don't split hairs with me,
Joe. Honestly, Mrs. Snell, it's perfectly legal.
That is impossible.
The council knows all about it, and they don't mind.
You see, now we got 13 acres. We've enough land to put it up without planning permission.
What, 13 acres? You mean you bought another field?
Well, we're renting it, actually.
From David Archer. Very decent of him.
I see. And this extra land, supposedly, makes that hideous eyesore legal.
It is not an eyesore. According to the Corrugated Iron Club, it is a work of art.
Well, you've clearly taken advantage of his good nature.
Yeah, no, we thought you might be a bit upset about this.
Upset? Upset? You are despoiling the countryside.
So, as a goodwill gesture...
Oh, yeah!
We want you to bid for our donation at the Promises auction.
What?
We'll make sure your offer's looked on very favourably, if you know what I mean.
I'm not remotely interested. I'm going to see David at once.
Go on. There's no one we'd rather see win it, Mrs. Snell.
And you think that's all right?
It's a good result.
Oh, to tell the truth, I'm disappointed.
Oh, don't worry. This happens all the time.
I thought we'd get a clear-cut decision today.
It was pretty clear-cut. Their legal officer has advised that outline planning permission should be granted once more evidence of the increased demands on your business have been submitted.
So, we've got to prove that Tom Archer really has got some new orders coming?
Don't worry, I'll follow that up.
I don't see why they couldn't have asked us about that themselves.
It's all right, Susan. I'll approach Tom for a copy of his contractual letter from the supermarket and send it in.
Well, then we'll have to come back again.
No, the planning committee can issue permission as soon as they're satisfied by the new evidence.
Oh, well, I suppose in that case...
Yeah, honestly, your application's done well.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I wonder if I should call in on Rodway's then.
What, to get our place valued?
I could go this afternoon.
Nothing's happened this morning to stop you.
Yeah, go on, love. It's the logical next step.
Right, we're home now, Ben. Yep, we know you're thirsty.
Go in and see if you can find your Tigger mug for me.
Right, I'll make a start on top dressing Ashfield.
Before you go, thinking about what we were saying.
Yeah?
I want to punch in a few figures and see what we come up with.
Yeah, OK.
So, plan A is having 170 calories, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I'll look at the effect on output and costs.
Yeah, and factor in hiring a decent herdsman as well, yeah? Maybe from one of the agencies.
Makes sense.
Because the alternative is going completely the other way.
Downsizing to 80 at most. Mm. You won't make a fortune doing that.
No, but the two of us could keep it ticking over by ourselves, with Bert as occasional cover.
Certainly bring the cost down.
Yeah. Hardly serious farming, though, is it? We're milk producers, aren't we?
I like to think so.
Anyway, let's see how the figures come out. Both ways, yes, it'll make an interesting comparison.
It's quite a decision.
Oh, yes. There's no use rushing it. Oh, no.
David, oh. I've got some very disturbing news about the Grandy.
Mind where you're walking, Linda.
Oh, no.
Bert hasn't had a chance to clean the yard yet.
Honestly.
There's a scraper here.
It's hardly welcoming to visitors, is it? The whole yard's a midden.
You'll have to excuse me, Linda. I have to see to Ben.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. Scrape your shoe on this, Linda.
Typical. Morning's going from bad to worse.
Oh?
I've just discovered that you have been hoodwinked, David.
Have I?
At least that's the worst of it off. Yes. Completely
duped.
How?
I am right in believing you're renting the Grandies some land.
Oh, yes. Yeah, about 6 acres.
And do you know why they want it?
Decent bit of grazing land.
They're not interested in grazing.
No?
No, they found a loophole in the law. Now they can put the pole barn back up without any legal redress.
Oh, actually, Linda...
And that's what they're doing right now,
yes.
Thanks to your... Well, I suppose naivety is the kindest word.
Naivety?
Unless you take immediate action, David, we'll be permanently saddled with that monstrosity.
Oh, how very naive of me.
Precisely.
And when you say action...
Revoke the contract at once. Then they'll be forced to take it down.
Ah, but I can't really do that, can I?
Why not?
Got no grounds, Linda. It's a perfectly good agreement.
Well, you can say you didn't foresee the consequences when you signed.
What, because I was too naive?
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, that doesn't actually make it invalid.
Oh. No, I suppose not. Well, surely... Well, can't you just rip it up?
That wouldn't look very good for a parish councillor, would it?
No, I suppose not.
So, as you can see, my hands are tied.
Oh, dear, how extremely frustrating.
Sorry.
That's what comes of trusting the Grandies, you see. They have a sort of dreadful low cunning.
Oh, that's rather harsh.
No, I'm sorry, but they have, David. They even tried bribing me not to complain about the barn.
What, they offered an actual bribe?
Joe said they'd look favourably on any bid I made for their donation at the Promises auction, whatever that might be.
I think, actually, they're offering a bucket full of manure. The bucket on their digger, then.
Oh.
Personally delivered.
I might have known.
I'm sure they didn't mean anything offensive.
No, didn't they? Well, thank you for your time, David, however fruitless my journey has been.
You're welcome.
And you know, it's a great shame you didn't seek my advice on this matter earlier.
Yeah. See you.
Oh, no. Not again.
What's the matter?
That's the second time I've stepped in the same cow patch.
What, exactly the same one? What rotten luck, Linda.
Helen pours oil on troubled waters.
Don't mind.
Not at all.
If you like, we can go back to Benton's instead before it closes.
Oh, it's all right, Jill. I've decided against buying shoes today. You get what you want in here.
Hi.
Hello. We're after some advice, Helen.
I'll do my best.
I've been having some restless nights. Shula suggested herbal tea, but I don't know which one.
Well, what about chamomile? Lot of our customers swear by it.
Ooh, it tastes like grass from what I remember.
Oh.
Well, people say it's very effective.
I'm willing to try.
Well, the herbal tea bags from the carousel.
So over there, Jill. I don't suppose you'll want any if it tastes like grass.
No, thanks.
There are some others here that might help you get a good night's sleep.
Well, I don't really like any herbal teas.
You're not sleeping properly either.
Oh, I'm all right, Helen.
Some aromatherapy oils are very good for relaxing as well.
And the sort of thing Linda Snell makes such a fuss about.
Honestly, they're very good.
Mm.
Just a drop of lavender or bergamot can aid relaxation.
Well, I suppose I might as well look.
They're at the far end, mostly on the top shelf.
Thank you.
Oh, and nutmeg. I've forgotten I needed some. I am glad I called in.
Are you baking?
It's for Phil. He's having a go at the Simnel cake competition.
Is it true you've got Ian Craig to do the judging?
You're quick off the mark. We only confirmed it yesterday.
I wonder if he knows what he's letting himself in for.
Grown at high altitude. Is that meant to be good for lavender?
Well, the producer seemed to think so. 270, please.
I'll try the chamomile tonight.
Did you warn Ian about the village politics? Cake competitions aren't just about cakes.
No, you've got to be very careful not to offend anyone. That should be right.
Thanks.
Ella's going to have the same problem. I think he's very brave judging the Easter bonnet competition.
Mm, it's the adults Alan's got to look out for.
That's true.
Heaven help anyone who stops Pat Fletcher from winning.
Clary might have a chance.
Mm, she's very good with anything like that, isn't she?
Oh, and do you know what Eddie and Joe are donating to the Promises auction?
No.
A load of manure.
Very useful too.
After all the fuss with the pole barn, they told Linda they'd love her to get it.
I bet she was thrilled.
Nothing takes your fancy, Chris?
No, not today. Can we just go home, Jill?
Oh, shift, will you? George? Something the matter? Eh? Oh, no. It's where they've boarded up the conservatory. It's coming loose.
It rather looked as though you were taking the board off yourself.
Well, Yes, as a matter of fact.
What? You're going back?
Look, I know it must be against all sorts of rules and regulations.
George.
And it might not be very sensible, but there's no point telling me not to.
Wait a minute.
I've made up my mind, Phil. There's something I'm hoping still in there.
I'm not criticising you.
No.
But the masonry's so unstable, it's not very safe you going in like this.
Well, that's just maybe, but I'm going to anyway.
Well, yes. All I'm saying is, it'd be safer with two of us. So, do you want a hand?
That wasn't very successful, was it?
Hmm?
You're the one who was meant to be buying clothes. But look who's got all the shopping.
Oh, I bought what I wanted.
Hardly anything. It's still not too late to run back to Bentham's.
No, it's all right.
I don't think they close till six. And it was such lovely soft leather.
Oh, I don't want any shoes, Jill.
No, that's fine.
I'm not in the mood for shopping, that's all.
I'm sure I wouldn't be.
We had everything we wanted.
Yes.
We shouldn't have to start all over again like newlyweds.
It's so unfair.
I don't want new things. I want what we had.
Yes.
When we moved to the police house, we only took things we cared about.
Silly of me, dragging you around Borchester.
Oh, no.
It wasn't the right time.
It was kind of you, Jill, but not today.
You would say, wouldn't you, Chris?
What?
The bank isn't being awkward, is it?
Oh, please, don't offer me money. We don't need money.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Oh, I'm sick of relying on everyone's goodwill.
You're not.
Of course we are, Jill. We're wearing other people's clothes, living in someone else's home.
Sure, and Alistair don't mind.
Oh, they couldn't be kinder, but... Oh, George and I have always been independent.
Of course.
And now?
It's only for a little while.
I know I'll never see the really important stuff again. Everything Mum and Dad gave me, it's all gone. I accept that. It's the silly little things that bother me most. I had to borrow this hair slide from Ruth. It's Pip's.
It quite suits you.
I hate pestering people. Do you know what's been bothering me most?
No.
You think I'm ridiculous, but there's one thing in particular I lost.
A pair of boots?
Aye. Oh, I thought we'd never get that board off.
We've come in here hoping to find a pair of boots.
Like Chris says, the conservatory didn't catch fire.
Yes, but the heat and the water...
I think she left them under the ironwork table. That might have protected them.
Oh, I very much doubt it.
Oh, it's such a horrible mess, really.
Look, George...
I should have brought a better torch.
Given everything you and Chris have been through, does one pair of boots really matter?
Well, she's been thinking about them all week. You probably know the ones, full knee length.
No, well, that hardly matters. There can't be much chance they've survived.
No, probably not.
Well, then it's not very sensible running the risk of falling masonry to hunt for.
I know that, Phil. Of course I do.
Oh.
But Chris keeps talking about them. It bothers her that they might still be here.
Well, I can't see why. Well,
she's worrying about them because they don't matter very much.
What, sorry?
The heirlooms, the family things she's lost. She can't even begin to think about them. It cracks her up.
Oh.
So she's fixed on this damn pair of boots instead. And I'm looking for them because I don't know what else to do.
Yes, I see.
Breaks my heart the way she is. I can't find the words to tell her we'll get through this. Not so she'll listen.
No.
So here I am on a fool's errand. I just want one crumb of comfort to give the poor girl.
No. Well, let's press on.
I know it's a complete waste of time. We shouldn't be here.
No, give me the torture moment.
Ah, you're right. There's no point.
Go on. Thanks. At least we can see what's in the hall.
Phil, look up. It's not safe.
Oh, yes.
Half the bathroom's come through, and the rest ready to follow.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right.
Oh, we'd best go back. Will you help me put the board back up?
George, can you wait a minute?
Is it worth opening the wipe?
Yeah, you can if you like.
Well, there's no point if you're going back out again.
No, I'm finished for the day. I'll do it.
Does that mean you've caught up with the rearing pens?
Well, not by a long way. Well, at least we're getting there. Yeah. And I felt like an evening off.
Good. I've hardly seen you this week.
You have been splashing out, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Wine? What are these two little bottles are made of? Angelica? French lavender?
Aromatherapy oils. I got the idea talking to Chris about stress reduction.
I imagine she needs it.
You can all do with a little stress busting now and again.
So your magazines would have us believe.
I thought, well, it's quite a while since I gave you a massage.
Oh, To be honest, Helen, I was looking forward to slumping in front of the telly for once.
Right.
Yeah, can I have the glasses?
Yeah, I'll put the oils away. We can wait till we've got some time and the mood's right.
You don't mind?
No, of course not.
I'm not trying to be difficult.
It's fine, Greg.
There you go.
I wasn't sure if Rioja was...
Good choice.
Hmm.
Yeah. I've been meaning to say, well...
What?
It's not just the massage, is it?
Oh. Greg, every couple goes through times like this.
Yeah, that's right, of course they do.
I just wish... I wish we felt a little bit closer in bed.
Ah.
Sometimes I'm dying to snuggle up, but you don't seem interested anymore.
I don't mean to be standoffish. It's work.
Work stops you hugging me?
Doesn't sound very clever when you put it like that, does it? But it's wearing me down.
I know how tired you are.
Not just physically, Helen. Aldridge is bugging me so much at the moment.
You shouldn't let him get to you.
I don't want him to. But he's got such a down on me. I'm worrying the whole time. What's he going to complain about next?
The more you worry, the more likely you are to make mistakes.
I know that. But he's so petty, it's exhausting just trying to keep ahead. That's why there's no life in me when I come home.
Not even enough for one hug?
One, maybe.
That's all I wanted.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were giving up on me.
No. I've just been feeling low.
It's not easy seeing you so miserable.
No fun for me either.
I guess not.
Some days I can hardly get myself out of bed.
I know. It doesn't have to be like that, Greg.
What choice have I got?
Maybe if you went to a doctor.
A doctor?
Yeah.
What for?
To talk about how you're feeling.
About Brian Aldridge?
About feeling low.
Oh, give me a break, Helen.
It might help.
Are you telling me I should pop a load of tranquilizers?
No.
What then? Go jabbering to a shrink?
Look, I'm just saying that when Mum had depression...
I'm not depressed. There's nothing wrong with me.
But you just said...
I've had a few problems at work, that's all. I'll get through them by myself.
You've tried that.
Helen, I don't need doctors. I don't need pills. And I certainly don't need you telling me how to run my life. Got that?
Greg, please.
I said, have you got that?
Yes. Okay.
Hey, up. I thought you might be watching the news.
I wanted to keep out of everyone's way.
Well, Sheila and Alistair like having company.
Where have you been? I was starting to worry.
Home?
Home?
Rooting through the ashes. Phil helped me.
Why?
I had some daft idea of finding your boots.
Oh, you didn't take me seriously.
There's no sign of them.
I didn't honestly think there would be.
No.
You must have known that.
Phil spotted something, though. Next to a chunk of wash basin.
What?
I've been trying to clean it in the tack room.
What is it?
Put your hand out, Chris.
Oh, I'm in no mood for games.
You always wear this on your right hand, don't you?
George!
I've got the worst of the dirt off.
Oh!
Hold still, love.
Mum's wedding ring?
Yeah.
Oh, George!
Adam and Jennifer are doing some market research.
At least the coffee's got some bite.
I'm disappointed with the rest of the market, though.
Most of the stalls seem to be selling East European batteries and cheap washing lines.
And there's very little fresh produce.
Well, you can take a look at the other side in a minute, but...
Oh, it doesn't seem the right sort of place for venison, does it?
So that's Farndale almost certainly off the list.
Maybe we should stick to farmers' markets.
Still, you have to scout these places out.
Yeah. There's a pet stall anywhere. I want some doggy treats. For Walt.
Oh, George's dog.
Yes. Ruth says he's having a miserable time at the stables.
Well, I guess dogs get homesick too.
Well, it's not that. It's Scruff's very territorial and he keeps trying to chase him.
How long are Chris and George staying there?
Ah, just till they can find somewhere to rent.
Did you find any photos, you know, for Pip and Ruth's new album?
Yeah, I promised I'd have a proper look at the weekend.
It's a lovely idea. We used to have one of Chris when she was very young, with plaids.
Holding a rabbit next to Uncle Tom.
That's it?
Yeah. Oh, we've still got that somewhere. Must have been taken before the war.
Well, you must track it down.
And there are quite a few others that they'll like. I'll enjoy hunting through.
You know, the same thing happened in Kenya.
What do you mean?
One of our stockmen in the Muir Hills lost his house to a landslip.
Oh?
He stayed with his cousin the next night, and by morning, there were cooking pots, knives, a belt.
Oh, really?
Everything he needed left outside. Everyone in the village had given something.
Oh, that's what poor old Jack doesn't understand. Every Clive Horribin, there are 50 other decent people.
Why, what's he been saying?
Well, according to Mum, he's taking a very gloomy view of the world these days.
Well, I know he's having problems walking again.
Well, at least the physio can help with that. No, it's the attack on Chris and George that's bothering him.
Ah.
He won't stop fretting about rising levels of violence.
I suppose if he's feeling vulnerable.
Well, yes, but worrying's no use, is it? Even Chris brightened up a little bit yesterday.
Oh?
Yeah, well, Gran's wedding ring turned up.
I didn't know Chris had lost it.
Mm-hmm. And she thought it had gone for good in the fire, but George and Phil found it in the ashes.
I suppose that's some consolation.
Mm. I don't think I want that last mouthful.
Well, shall we have a quick look at the rest? They'll have to be back fairly soon.
Oh, yes. It's Ian's afternoon off, isn't it? Are you going?
Well, we might have a run into Felpersham. He wants to have another look round the gallery.
Oh, lovely.
Then tomorrow, it's a rugby fest for me.
Who's playing?
Everyone. Well, England, Scotland, Holland and Wales, anyway.
Adam, is that...
Oh, yes. He'll be able to tell us if the market's always this drab.
£3 a bag. 2 bags for a fiver. Top class compost. 4 bags or more and get the garden ornament of your choice.
Morning, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Adam. Mrs. Aldridge.
Being kept busy?
Well, the compost's going nicely. Gnomes and squirrels is a bit slow. Though, as it happens, I can do you a deal.
We're only here to see if it's worth hiring a stall.
It doesn't look very promising. Not for venison.
Well, maybe not that, no.
There's not much produce anywhere.
No, it's mainly jams and pickles.
Ah, well, you have to know where to look.
Have we missed some stalls?
If you've a hankering for some beef.
Oh, I see.
Finest braising steak, that. That's a giveaway price.
Oh, no thanks, Eddie.
Yeah, it's not very tempting seeing it dragged out from under the stall.
It's been in a cool box. Perfectly hygienic.
Oh, sick.
You might not normally buy from a market, but when you hear what I'm asking...
Yeah, we're not interested, Eddie.
I might be. How much is it?
Oh, £4 the piece, darling.
Oh, I don't know.
£3.75 to a pretty face.
Yeah, we'll leave you to it, Eddie.
Yes, bye.
Yeah, see ya. So, what do you say?
Have you got anything else?
Well, I can show you a nice piece of rump.
Well, I...
Or stewing steak. Mince. How about a little bit of topside? It's just like you. The best things always come in small packages, eh?
Can I see the steak?
Yeah. Prime beef, that is. Go ahead. Have a good look.
Didn't even know you sold meat here, Mr...
Grundy. Eddie Grundy. Only to special customers.
Oh, I see.
And if you don't like any of this lot, come back next week, because I've got plenty more at home.
Right.
Oh, ask your husband what he thinks. I take it that's him coming over.
Oh, this is Trevor.
Morning, Trev.
All right.
And he's not my husband. He's, like me, an environmental health officer.
Aye.
And since you appear to be supplying meat in contravention of the beef labelling regulations, I'm afraid I'm going to have to caution you, Mr. Grundy.
Oh, flipping.
You don't have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
She's got all the patter, ain't she, Trev?
Hello.
Oh, afternoon, yeah?
Is Adam in?
No. He's gone out with his mother.
Oh? Only I'm supposed to meet him here.
Well, I expect they'll be back soon.
Right. Well, I'll just wait out here then.
No, come in.
No, it's all right.
No, please.
I don't want to disturb you.
Well, you're not, no. Not at all.
Sure? I mean, it's as easy to wait outside.
No, it's nice to see you. That's it. Into the kitchen.
Oh, but you're in the middle of lunch.
That's just a sneaky bacon sandwich while Jenny's out.
It smells good.
Do you want one?
No, thank you.
Oh, that's a relief. I bet you lot aren't easy to cook for, chefs.
Oh, no, I'm not picky about other people's food.
Tea? I'm making myself one.
Oh, okay then. I mean, do you want me to?
That's all right, no. No, I'm no cook, but I can manage tea.
Well, you know, I was just thinking of your sandwich.
Don't worry. Look, sit down.
Cheers.
I'm letting it cool down.
You like my auntie Susan? She's a great tea fan.
Oh, you got an auntie?
Yeah, a couple, in fact.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, Auntie Susan's the big tea maker. It's always tea and biscuits with her. She's a great dunker.
Well, that's one way round the religious problem, I suppose.
Eh?
The Catholic-Protestant thing, I mean. You must be so glad to have got away from all that.
Right.
Shouldn't take long to boil.
All right, go ahead, Brian, your sandwich.
You don't mind?
No, no.
Oh, thanks. Seems rude eating if you're not.
No, no, not at all. Oh, I brought over a CD. I thought you might like it.
Oh. Oh, thanks.
That's the Strokes. It's great.
I'm sorry. I've got grease on the cover now.
Here. I'll wipe it off. You stay there.
Well, there's some kitchen towel over there.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
You'll have to go through our CD sometime. See if you want to borrow anything.
All right. Cheers.
I've got plenty more stones. Jenny's got some Liza Minnelli.
Right.
Not my kind of thing, but I can see she's very good.
Well, I quite like Cabaret.
A marvellous film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Liza in her stockings and suspenders. So your auntie's a Quaker, is she?
There you are.
And that's the last piece, is it, Mr. Grundy?
You and your mate have cleared out my freezer, so it must be Annabelle.
Miss Barnes.
Hey, you're not taking that at all. That's our tea.
Since there are no health stamps on it and you can't prove where it's come from...
I told you, darling. It's a friend of a friend. A proper farmer.
We have to take it, then. I'm afraid the law doesn't give us a choice.
Yeah, well, fair enough. But technically, I admit I've strayed into a grey area.
It's not grey at all, Mr. Grundy.
I'm just doing what folk have always done.
That may be so.
Helping the hard-pressed farmer get good home-slaughtered meat to a wider market. What's wrong with that?
You can make a statement at our offices next week.
Eddie, is this what I think it is?
Oh, hello, love.
There's a bloke loading a van outside. Who are you?
Annabelle Barnes from South Borsetshire Environmental Health Department.
So what's going on?
I'm afraid it's fish fingers for tea, love.
The clocks change tomorrow, don't they? Well, it's Sunday morning, really.
Yes, that's right. Yes, they do. Yes, we'll have to remember that.
Oh, what do you think that's...
We're in here.
Any sign of Ian?
Yeah, just got here.
Oh, absolute chaos on the ring road.
We should have been back 20 minutes ago.
Oh, hello, Ian.
Hello there. I didn't mean to keep you waiting.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, we've been having a good old chin wag, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that is nice.
Still, I have to get back to work sometime.
Are you checking the spray store?
If I can find a missing invoice first. Thanks for the CD, yeah?
All right, no problem.
I should have rung to say we were running late.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, what's this I hear about a promises auction?
I'm terrified no one's going to bid.
Of course they will.
Oh, lots of people want you to cook for them in their own home.
I don't know. I was just flattered to be asked.
Oh, well, excuse me. I must catch Brian before he goes to the spray store.
Hi. And sorry.
Look, stop going on about it.
Was it hard work?
What?
Waiting.
No. Brian was very... well...
awkward?
A little, maybe.
That's how he is, I'm afraid.
Well, I was no better myself.
How long have you been here?
Oh, I've lost track.
It was that bad?
I mean, he tried his best, but I don't know, he's obviously not comfortable about you and me.
Well, that takes him time to get used to new ideas.
What do you think he ever will?
It was hard going when he finally realised I'm gay, but we get on all right now.
Yeah, you seem to.
And it's the same with this. He'll get used to the idea of having a relationship. Eventually.
That's the receipt for the goods we're taking.
It's all very much. And if you and Trev want to have a fry-up on the way back...
Eddie!
The beef's going to be tested, not eaten, Mr. Grundy.
What a waste, eh?
And you'll come into our offices?
Next Wednesday. Don't worry, I'll be there.
Then we'll leave it at that. Goodbye, Mrs. Grundy.
Bye.
See you, Annabelle. Well, I think that one's okay. I don't think she'll take it much further.
Will you take that stupid smirk off your face?
It's no use getting upset about it. The beef's gone for good.
Of course it has. And after all the warnings I gave
you... I was unlucky.
Oh, yeah, of course you were.
Oh, it could have happened to half a dozen of us on the market.
I told you not to touch that beef.
Clary, love.
I'm so ashamed. Having strangers go through my kitchen.
There was no point me kicking up a fuss. They only got a court order.
They shouldn't have been here in the first place.
I reckon all it is, Annabelle must be new to the job. She wants to make an impression.
Well, she were doing that all right. Your eyes were as big as gobstoppers.
Oh, you've got to be friendly with her sort. Use a touch of the old soft soap.
Soap? You were practically melting.
Oh, calm down, Clary.
No, I won't. I told you this would happen.
All right. We've lost a freezer full of beef. I admit, I'm as annoyed about it as you are.
That ain't what I'm worried about.
We'll make up the money somehow.
Eddie, she said they're going to test it.
And when they find it's first-class eating, they'll tell me I've been a naughty boy and gave me a slap on the wrist. End of story.
Oh, she really has addled your brain, hasn't she?
No.
Do you think they'd go to all this trouble for a slap on the wrist?
They have to follow procedures.
If you can't see, you've just landed in serious trouble, Eddie Grundy.
Clary.
You're an even bigger fool than I took you for.